I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. Yesterday, we brought you a story about family farmers in Brazil who are supplying ingredients for school meals and making a better living doing it. Today, another way to get cheaper, healthier meals to school kids in Brazil, public schools that grow their own vegetables. Ritu Chatterjee reports from Sao Paulo.
The garden sits at the top of a hilly slope behind the Leão Machado School. A few of the plots have herbs, cabbages, and some garlic growing in them. Most are empty. But a group of sixth graders is here to change that. They're armed with seed, soil, and a range of gardening tools. They're accompanied by two young teachers, Daniel Giglio Colombo and Marta Martins.
Vinicius, Henrique, Pedro.
Martins calls out the students' names and divides them into three groups. A boy named Felipe Pigato tells me they're preparing the soil for planting.
We mix regular soil with coconut fiber. The coconut fiber holds the seeds in the soil.
Today, he says, they'll add in the compost. Then they start digging.
Lots of earthworms coming out as they dig. Worms?
Agora eu achei.
That's 12-year-old Matheus Vitosa de Almeida. He points to an earthworm and slowly pulls back the soil around it.
We have to pull them out like that so we don't hurt the worms. If we take them out, it's bad for the soil.
Two other students push a wheelbarrow with a large sack in it. The kids pour in the compost and mix it with the soil. Their teacher, Daniel Giglio Colombo, tells me this is the second year of the project. He points to a couple of students in the background. They're not joining in. He says some kids don't want to work with the soil in the beginning of the year.
By mid-year, we start to see some changes in their habits. They are not that resistant anymore.
They even start enjoying the process, he says, and the vegetables they grow are used in school meals. But later, he tells me the aim of the school garden isn't to supply ingredients, but to teach students where food comes from, to help them develop a connection to their food.
Se perdeu muito esse contato do ser humano com a terra, o ser humano com a natureza.
When we ask the students where lettuce comes from, they say the market. They have lost contact with nature, the soil, sowing and growing crops.
And that, he says, is reflected in their diets, which are increasingly unhealthy. Just like in the US, highly processed foods, fast food, soda, high fructose corn syrup, have become all too popular here in Brazil. And obesity rates are rising as a result, even among children. It's a nationwide problem. That's why the Brazilian government has banned sodas, cakes and cookies in school meals and restricted the amount of salt and sugar in them as well. It also requires at least one daily serving of fruits and vegetables. But Colombo's colleague Marta Martin says initially students used to reject fresh food. She hoped the school garden would change that.
We wanted to create better habits. We wanted them to improve their eating and become healthier.
And that idea is behind the flourishing of school gardens across Brazil. The program started 12 years ago as a pilot project in 5 schools. Today, there are a few thousand school gardens in 700 cities and towns, and the government plans more. Albanete Peixinho ran Brazil's school meal program for 13 years. She says it's hard to know whether school gardens have improved children's health yet, but schools report that the gardens have made students more aware of their food. And she says they're eating healthier. She says some studies even show that the students are influencing how their families eat.
Parents say that the kids are eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, and they insist on eating those foods at home.
Back at the Leão Machado School, I meet Sara Campos, a 14-year-old who took the school garden class last year.
Eu nunca tinha comido rabanete.
I've never eaten radishes before.
But she did try some when she and her classmates cooked radishes they had grown.
I loved it so much that I even had a second plate.
Now, she says she eats radishes often.
I ask my mom to make them for lunch sometimes. It's very good.
She and her classmates tell me they're more open to eating vegetables now. They try to avoid fast food and they're more conscious of their diets. Out in the garden, I ask Matheus, the student who told me about earthworms, what he has learned in his gardening class.
Many things like digging, what organic fertilizer is, what animals do to make the soil better.
What did you learn about vegetables?
That they are good for our health and well-being.
Do you eat vegetables?
I'm not so keen on them, but I guess I do now with this project.
And by the end of the school year, he may really enjoy them. For the world, Ritu Chatterjee, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Rito's reporting was supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.